Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, this is going to be a completely jam-packed, dynamic, extremely informative radio broadcast today. And we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in an hour and a half, we begin our gallery of informative guests, our marathon of guests. Charlie Skelton, London Guardian reporter, got some major scoops at the Bilderberg Group, and he was on the show a couple days ago, and he said, oh, well, I can't tell you until it's in the Guardian. And, boy, I wish he would have told me, because it was about me. That's right. He was inside the hotel they were meeting. As they were kicking him out, they were the last guest. Security was called on him. But before that, they heard Bilderberg organizers talking about how dangerous and scary I was in 2006, bullhorning them and discussing how that's why they've got to wreck the economy to basically make us all poor slaves so no one even has money to travel to confront them. Amazing information. But I got Skelton coming on. I'm going to say, look, Skelton, this is big news. Tell us what else has happened. Of course, he got arrested last year and did talk about that, and it made separate newspapers in Greece. Bob Chapman with his weekly visit pops in. Then Jim Tucker, who does have some intel for us today, and then Nigel Farage, who survived the plane crash but lost the election for the key speakership post in the British Parliament. Still a member of the European Union, member of Parliament. He'll be joining us, one of his first interviews since the plane crash. So that should be quite informative as well. You know, I know that the global government is reducing our population. I know they're changing our DNA. I know they are poisoning our water and food supplies. I have their own documents. But I got another big study yesterday and meant to go over it but didn't, but I'm going to cover it today. Top Russian scientists just confirmed what British and U.S. scientists and Australian scientists and Chinese scientists have shown. And I've had countless genetic engineers on the broadcast who were making millions of dollars a year. They would find that their long-leaf potato or their corn or whatever it was, soybeans, was sterilizing and killing guinea pigs, rats, lab mice, you name it. In every case, in some of these meetings, they were told, don't worry about it. There's too many people. We're approving this. And this new study shows how it multi-generationally sterilizes. Oh, it doesn't just sterilize you. It's going to sterilize your children. And so just remember 20 years from now when literally almost everyone is sterilized, already large portions have reduced fertility or sterilized, but when just almost no one can have kids, just remember you heard it here first, okay? You've been hit with a biological weapon. And so I'm going to cover that today. Just remember that you were warned. Just remember that we have the documentation and the evidence. And I want to be clear. My chemtrail film coming out probably in October, 2 years in the making, part of it's about chemtrails, 2-hour film. Part of it's about chemtrails. But it's the bigger story. Okay? You think Endgame exposed eugenics? Well, this is the mother load. And this is the only issue. There's nothing else. I listen to grown men driving in on sports radio, calling in really upset and talking about baseball and obsessing over it. And I mean, it's just, hey, boys, your kids aren't going to be able to have children. Comprende? You're not going to have grandchildren. I mean, you understand that's a bigger deal than your stupid baseball team? We'll be right back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, here are the vital stacks of news that will be covered today. Stocks open lower after jobs report. And, of course, it's now being confirmed by the AP what we reported 3 weeks ago when insiders inside the census went public. Every month they lay off hundreds of thousands of people that have been hired for the census and then rehire them. The press is reporting that more than half of the employees are, quote, considered to be temporary or part-time. And so it is all a statistical manipulation. So even when you hear the numbers are bad, those are cooked as well. That's coming up. Also, North Korean diplomat, war may break out at any moment. And I saw a commenter in this story saying, well, yeah, little green men could land at any time. No, North Korea is still at war with South Korea. They've had an armistice or a ceasefire for over 50 years. And this is, most experts we've talked to say this is one of the biggest escalations in that 50-plus year ceasefire history. Okay, so if anybody goes over anyone else's border or if any ships cross into disputed areas, there could be a giant war starting any time. We're not saying that's happening or is going to happen, but to say, as the commenter did, that, oh, yeah, and it's, you know, little green men could land. Just because the headline is North Korean diplomat, war may break out any moment. And the commenter said, yeah, and little green men may land any moment. No, Korea is a real place. Asia is a real place. Nuclear weapons are real. The Korean War or conflict, police action was real, killing tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers, hundreds of thousands of Koreans on both sides. The Chinese troops pouring across was real. China saying it's going to back up North Korea last week and this week is real. The raid on the flotilla and an American shot four times in the head is real. The euro plunging is real. The 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 quadrillion, is real. The sodium fluoride and hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water is real. The fact that every major GMO food crop you are eating in every major study is causing sterilization and reduced fertility bare minimum is real. The fact that they are spraying barium salts and aluminum dioxide and that worldwide soil samples from just a decade ago show that in most areas there's over 100-fold increase in aluminum, many areas 1,000-fold aluminum. We have government documents that are public where they don't even hide it, that they are adding these mixtures to the jet fuel so it's compartmentalized, so even the airlines don't know what's happening. It's all real. You're being killed like cockroaches. It's real. You understand that, cops? You understand that, FBI agents? You understand that, everybody out there? This is all real. North Korea's real. New aid ship heads to Gaza. Israel vows to stop it. That's real. Obama's lawyer may recommend executive privilege to block Kagan papers. Well, of course they're going to block her papers. Her public papers say ban the Second Amendment, ban free speech. The woman is a Goldman Sachs inhuman monster. Elena Kagan is the antithesis of freedom. She's 180 degrees polar opposite, period. Another media bum rush, another hoax. Where they're up there, the Republicans are even lining up to get her in there. Red alert. Tyrant alert. Oh. Fidel Castro's running around, is in the Associated Press today, saying Obama may launch nuclear war to get reelected. Yeah, broken clocks are right twice a day. Blind hogs can't find acorns. This is Veritas from El Jefe, Fidel Castro. We're going to cover that. We've got massive Bilderberg Group news. We've got Charlie Skelton joining us in about an hour and 15 minutes. London Guardian reporter with big news on that front. Bob Chapman, Jim Tucker, Nigel Farage today. After surviving his plane crash before the election, narrowly. He's a great guy and he's going to put on a good face, but very snappy, very smart, very intelligent. He was, when we were setting him up, he's like, hold on, I'm needing to focus. Hold on, I've got to have more surgeries. Hold on. So he's, we'll see how that interview goes. Tough guy. That plane flipped end over end. In fact, last report I heard, the pilot was holding on to his life. Will you pull up and see if that pilot lived? Sitting right next to Farish. That is coming up. The UK Independence Party coming from nowhere, winning seats in the European Parliament and the British Parliament, the UK Parliament. I always make folks mad when I say the UK, the British Parliament. I know it's Scotland and the rest of it. I understand that, Northern Ireland. Eugenicist Bill Gates to attend 2010 Bilderberg Conference. Bilderberg see people with an income as a threat to their agenda. That's the London Guardian. And guess who they were talking about? London Guardian reporter on record. Right before they call security on him and his wife, throwing them out of the luxury hotel on the outskirts of Barcelona. How do you pronounce that town? Sedges? Sedges. And he overhears them going, yes, that Alex Jones was here. Very scary. I can't. Did the rabble attack? No, he bullhorned. It was very frightening. That's the problem. They've got too much money. We've got to shut off the funds to them so they're unable to travel. Soon enough, our program will be in place. Don't you worry. I mean, they're publicly all over the news saying it's excellent that the carbon restrictions are, and the economy imploding is stopping mobility and mobility of human activity, we'll have these rabble exactly where we want them very soon. Our goal is to destroy industrial society. And there's nothing you can do to stop our GMO sterilants. That's why I have all these big environmental groups supporting it. Oh, to stop climate change, we've got to have GMO crops. They use less water. Water is not renewable. Of course, it is. Oh, my God, I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, I know every day they're murderers. I know every day they're killers. And then a London Guardian reporter is in the hotel as security scurrying around before they shut it. I've been in a Bilderberg hotel when they're meeting. I mean, literally, I was still in the hotel room. And they were knocking on doors, telling everyone to get out. And we got video as what appeared to be the leader of Spain arrived, and they played the national anthem. I'm filming out the window at the entrance at the Marriott Chantilly, Virginia, and they play the national anthem of Spain as an armored limousine pulls in. Then as we left the hotel, we had shaved head special forces type troops in suits trying to block us in and with trucks and then following us and making eight turns with us. Then later we saw the vehicle back on the property. And then the New York Times makes jokes and says Mr. Jones was basically having a schizophrenic breakdown in a hotel park imagining there were men in sunglasses. Admitted Bilderberg group meeting. And the New York Times and others ran pieces saying, I am just a complete, full-blown, absolute, complete lunatic running around foaming at the mouth at a deserted hotel. That's how dumb they think you are. That's how cattle-like and stupid they think you are. In fact, I was stumbling over my words just now, even describing it. Because it's just so amazing to me how evil they are. And those New York Times reporters, their kids are drinking sodium fluoride. Their kids are eating GMO food. Almost all of their children are going to be sterile. Their grandchildren, the studies show, will be completely sterile. Maybe 1 out of 100 will be able to have children by then, every trend shows. And they just don't care. They're like, good. I like the system. I can watch a football game, and I don't care if my family line's over. I don't care if I'm being killed like a cockroach. I love it. I like it. And cops listening right now, they're like, yeah, we love it. I mean, you must. You're not at the city council demanding it be taken out of the water. You're not going to go read all the British and U.S. university reports, the Russian, the Chinese, the Australian, the Canadian. You're not even going to read the actual vaccine inserts where it says can give you cancer, can sterilize you, can brain damage you. No, you'll just hear the news say, vaccines cause no problems and actually increase mental acuity. Take mercury pills. They're excellent for your health. I mean, I have actual newscasts saying that. You're like, yeah, mercury is good. I choose to join with the system. I choose to run into the pit and be shot in the back of the head. Because that's the logical extension. You know, people always marvel at those famous videos in Poland, or films, 16 millimeter, 8 millimeter, shot by the Germans, in Poland, in Germany, in Czechoslovakia, in Russia. And they would just round up the men, round up the women, round up the children, march them into pits and shoot them in the back of the head. And then they would have the next line, and they would politely hold their hat and bow to the German soldiers, and they would scurry forward lovingly. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, let me curtsy to you, and let me run into the pit and be shot in the back of the head. That's all you are, America. You drink the fluoride every day. You eat the GMO food. You're running into the pit. And you thank the government and you appreciate it. Well, good for you then. Good for you. At least I'm not a timid, domesticated, castrated, soul-sucked zombie. I'm going down speaking out against it. I'm going down trying to rally my fellow humans. I'm going down telling the truth. Why do you think Bilderberg's so scared of the media and so scared of citizens? Why do you think when G20 meets, they call in the regular army and lock the entire cities down and have martial law? That's what they had at G20. Why do you think they do that? Because they know they're criminals. They know they're evil. They have guilt. They know that they deserve to be punished severely for their murderous eugenics operations. They're scared of you. Just like a robber in your house is scared. They know. We'll be back with how they're sterilizing you.
Fact.
4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Now, you have to understand, I see articles like this every day. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I have interviewed, over the years, genetic engineers. In one case, one of the most highly paid genetic engineers in England. He was dealing with the longleaf potato. And they were getting ready to approve it, but they found in the studies it was sterilizing, within the first generation, more than half of the guinea pigs. Similar results with rats and mice. And it was also causing after utero deformities. And folks, deformity after development in the womb is very, very rare. That's just something out of a science fiction movie where people mutate after they're born. But no, it was causing mutations after the rodents were born. The only other type of course, mutation there is after birth that would be called somewhat natural is cancer. And that's when cells, of course, you know, start replicating out of control and reprogramming surrounding tissues and metastasize. But and it was cancers as well. I mean, I've literally seen hundreds of these studies, and I've talked to other genetic engineers on record, and they would complain, and they would be told by executives, don't worry, there's too many people anyway. And see, they can go in and change a tomato to make it last longer or taste better. They can go in and make a salmon with insect genes last longer or have a bit better resistance to disease. But while they're at it, they can change other genetics. And whether it's genetically engineered pigs, cows, salmon, tilapia, they've got genetically engineered shrimp, spiders that produce body armor. It doesn't matter. But when it's a food crop, whether it's corn, wheat, soybeans, all the major crops, in every case, every major seed line, every major study, it's causing reduced fertility. They're doing this by design. They're going in and manipulating it, knowing that only other top genetic engineers can go in and discover it and then do their own studies to find out what had been done. So it's the perfect crime. It's so high tech. This is super high tech crime that's being committed. This is 21st century mass crime. And so then the Organic Consumers Association's got a report. So does PSFK, Research Links Genetically Modified Food to Long-Term Sterility, and the Institute for Responsible Technology, and they link to the mainline Russian studies. But, again, this is on top of all the other studies. Dr. Markola is also reporting on it. And we're going to get researcher Jeffrey R. Smith, who's literally written the textbooks, by the way, that we sell with all the government documentation. They're written like textbooks at Infowars.com. Research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. And see, this is what the other studies show with mercury-based vaccines. They do reduce your fertility. But generationally, mercury, especially when it's put directly into the blood, the type that goes through, you know, in food, is most of it's bound and it doesn't have that same effect when you eat mercury. Still not good for you. And it directly, generationally causes infertility, retardation, lower IQ, and shorter lives. Now, the media will argue we're living longer. No, we're not. You can go look at the statistics on infant death, but go to any cemetery, even before the 50s, you'll notice that about half the people in there are dead kids. And if you go back to the 1900s, the 1800s, 1700s, more than half are small children, most of them under the age of three. Most people died. Most families lost around half their children. In some areas, in higher educated, better health, better conditions, only 20-30%, depending on the end. But I've got family cemeteries in East Texas. We don't own most of the land anymore, but we'll get permission every once in a while to hike over a fence off the highway and on somebody else's ranch and see family cemeteries. I've been to quite a few of them, Joneses, Johnsons, Browns, and others, and it's just mainly dead kids, just everywhere, just 3 years old, 2 years old, 1 year old, 5 years old. It's just this whole cemetery is just full of kids, and there's a few, Slash Johnson, killed by Indians. It's amazing. Back next door, by next door, it's out in the middle of the field. There's another cemetery, but without gravestones, of an early Spanish settlement that people pulled out of, some type of plague hit it. And if you dig around over there, there's little skulls and little bones, and mainly kids. All right, folks, I'm going to come back and finish up with how they're murdering you and your family right now with slow-kill weapons.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You see, we were an agrarian slash industrial society, the wealthiest in the world here in the United States, the light of the planet, the apple of the world's eye, the greatest example of freedom and liberty and private property and family. We weren't perfect, but you know, the whole world, foreign historians and researchers from Asia, Europe, Africa, Latin America, they all marveled at our republic. Now the whole world hates us. Because we're used as an engine of evil. And we're brainwashed. We're manipulated. And we were eased into television and movies and culture. And we're the good guys. And we can do no wrong. And everything's about having fun and enjoying yourself and not being involved in government. And never mind how things work. You know, don't be informed. Don't be involved. I've got a video clip of Senator Jim DeMint pointing out what we've talked about a lot here. Read the Bills Act that Ron Paul supported in Congress. And DeMint talks about in the Senate, 94% are never even looked at. Special interests just bring them in and they pass them. And that's why they're going to approve Elena Kagan, who says ban guns and arrest anyone for their free speech. That's just, they don't care. That's why they've stolen tens of trillions that you're going to pay for in tax money. And Congress says, where's the money? And they say, look, we're not going to tell you. But I want to explain something to you. I mean, I really want new listeners, because we're on all these AM and FM stations out there. We probably gained 30, 40 affiliates just in the last 5-6 months on top of the affiliates we had. I mean, I want to ask you something. You're driving along in your car for the first time. You're tuned in. You're like, what is this lunatic talking about? Listen, you know what? I am a lunatic. I'm going to be honest with you. Compared to the general public, I'm crazy. Just like if I teleported back to Nazi Germany, 1943, and was in a big slave camp, and I walked up to Germans and said, this is wrong, they'd say, you're a lunatic, lock this guy in irons, and we're going to torture him and find out who he's with. Just like I've told you, if I teleported back 1,000 years ago to the Aztec kingdom, and I walked up to a floating chalupa, that's not a Mexican dish, folks, that's the name of their floating gardens. And if I came up to one of their swamp gardens and I said, listen, you don't need to sacrifice somebody today for your plants to grow. The garden god, the plant god, the corn god doesn't need blood to grow corn. They would arrest me and they'd drag me off and sacrifice me and say I was a lunatic. So you know what? I am a lunatic, okay? I am a lunatic because the general public is crazy. But see, under the definition of insanity, you're normal, I'm not. Okay, I read government documents where they knowingly put poisons in the water under a Rand Corporation operation to sterilize your butt and to poison you and to reduce your fertility and to dumb you down. And you know what? I get angry. I get upset about that, and that is insane today. Reading legislation is seen as insane. Being involved. I mean, I've talked to so many adults who are like, man, you're weird. You're like informed and you read things and whoa. That Alex Jones, man, he says there's a global government and they want to kill the majority of us. Well, like, where are all the dead people? Well, they're being slowly killed with binary weapons. Soft kill, stealth kill weapons. And so it's done incrementally, and the doctors are brainwashed and compartmentalized, so they don't recognize what's happening. And the cancer rates are up thousands of percentiles. Every other major disease is off the charts. Autism, diabetes, thousands of percentile points up. And from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 68. I mean, with autism, this isn't a game. One of the definitions of insanity is extreme folly, senselessness, foolhardiness. Of course, that describes the general public, completely insane. But to the fool, I am insane. They're like, man, you know, they don't have time to read the bills thousands a year. The government cares about us, man. You're insane, dude. That Alex Jones, he's insane, dude. Like, he's radical. He believes people should be able to own guns. He believes people should be able to own property. He doesn't believe fluoride's good for your teeth. All right, I'm going to stop it. But research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. I mean, I see this is. I've literally probably read 500 studies saying the same thing. I mean, it's got to be approaching 1,000. I've got U.S. government document after U.S. government document that I've just discovered in the last week working on the chemtrail film. I've been researching it for, of course, over a decade, but working on the film for 2 years intensely. But towards the end, we do more and more research. Everything just comes to a head. And it's just the last day, 4 or 5 new public government documents on U.S. government websites saying, yes, we add chemicals to the jet fuel to have airlines disperse it, and the public doesn't even know. It's wonderful, ha, ha, ha. And the public's such scum, they won't even read this or care. I mean, it's all off the chart. And I have to sit here and know this is going on, and I know it, and I can't even stop being lazy and pulling in and getting a hamburger that I know full well's GMO bun, GMO fries. Took my kids in Sunday night, been out fishing at the lake with my parents. I'm going home, pull into a burger place, 8 o'clock at night. out by Lake Travis. I go in, and I'm sitting there eating it, and I can't even stop. I can't even get fresh beef I know isn't GMO or find, you know, good buns. And I do most of the time, but I still, I'm just there basically assaulting my children. And you know, my kids can't have kids. It's my fault. You know, I lived in a house and put fluoride filters in a couple years ago, and then I moved. And for a couple of years, I didn't, I just was busy. I didn't put a whole house fluoride treatment system in. In other words, fluoride's the catch-all term for hundreds of chemicals they add on purpose, on record. And I let my kids bathe in it and shower in it, and when they absorb just as much through the skin and breathe just as much as you do drinking it. And then I've recently moved again in the last few months, and I've got to get up off my butt, and I've got to pay the money, and I've got to put the system in. You know, I've got to do what it takes. I've got to stop. I understand, folks, why you're not, because it's just introduced to you. Just like you poison a water well if you got too many coyotes out in the desert. You simply, the old-fashioned way to do it is you poison the water with a slow-kill weapon that's cumulative, that takes three or four times of drinking it to build up, and the hair falls out on the coyotes, and they go off and die. That's one of the old-fashioned ways to cull, or if there's too many junk fish. I remember reading a report, and one of my buddies would tell me about it just the other day, out by Marble Falls one time, they sunk one of the lakes down, one of the dammed up rivers till it was down to the granite bottom and just a few feet deep to get rid of all the gar and carp. And then they planes flew over and sprayed chemicals on it that killed all the fish. And then poor people went down and gathered up all the fish and went and ate them because nobody told them. But we live in a fully engineered, fully controlled society, and they're just mopping up the final. You know, they're now announcing they want to shut down talk radio today, and they want to shut down the internet and arrest people. And all over the country, they're arresting activists. A We Are Change activist, Bruno, we're getting him on Sunday or Monday. He got arrested, you know, filming government stuff. So other We Are Change people for no reason. And then the judge said, I don't like how you look. I'm giving you 3 years in jail for contempt. And I've had top reporters on from L.A. who've been jailed for contempt. We had one on a month ago, been in there over a year. No judge, no jury, not a court date. Maybe the rest of your life. It's just total tyranny. I mean, it's just total evil, folks. It's here, okay? But you get these petty, dumbed down, fluoride, mercury head cops. They go and it's on record. They pick people under 100 IQ. They don't want somebody who can think. And I'm not even bashing you. You understand that, fools? I'm explaining to you, you're just like the general public. You're dumbed down. You're stupid on average. You like your petty power. Do you understand you're being poisoned? Just like they poison a small pool in the desert to kill the coyotes. Okay? Do you understand that white flour hamburger bun is going to sterilize you? You understand that? You understand that? The water is brain damaging you. Most of the filtered water you buy in a bottle has more fluoride. They add it to it. Most filters won't cut it out. Do you understand me? Do you hear me? You are being poisoned. And you've been, they understand habits. They understand that mammals, what they do over and over again as a habit, is psychologically at a subconscious level, at an animalistic level, considered to be healthy. Just like your body thinks of cigarettes as good, or as liquor as good, even though it's poison. Poisons tend to be addicting. Okay. You think tap water is good because you've done it tens of thousands of times, and you've done that motor function of bringing the water to your mouth, and your body thinks at a subconscious level it's good. It is not. That's why you're having resistance to me psychologically right now, because you've done it so many times, your brain is saying, no, I've done this 10,000 times, it must be good. At a subconscious animal level, you think of bathing as good, because it is good. but they've added the chemical to the water. Your body thinks of eating tasty food as good. Fat-filled, salt-filled, high-energy food. You were designed in tribal subsistence-level development, and of course a big fat hamburger is good. And the government wants to restrict that big fat hamburger and have all these billboards about how they love you and care about you. The government wants to make you live a long time to create, to take control of your life so they can put the poison in your food and control the food. And so they're seen at a subconscious level as the mommy, as the witch doctor, as the tribal chief telling you what's safe to eat and what isn't safe to eat. But I'm ranting here, and I got a lot of news to cover and a long way to, short time to get there. Research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. You can link to the Russian study. A new study done by a Russian scientist suggests that genetically modified food may cause long-term sterility. Yeah, bears may do you-know-what in the woods. That is, sterility in second and third generation. See, that's how the soft kill works. That's how the mercury works. Europe and the United States already have 80-plus percent sperm count reductions. But humans are designed to be resilient, and so millions of sperm are injected in the act of procreation, sex, reproduction, the act of conception, and so the body is fighting through it. But many men cannot sire a son or a daughter. Many women are now infertile or close to infertile. You've been hit and hit hard. And it's generational. It's not just you. It's your kids. You understand that? It's over. I've almost got a responsibility to have more children. I've just got to beat these people. It continues. The scientists used hamsters for their research and divided them into two groups, just like with the longleaf potato study. One group of hamsters was fed a normal diet without any soy products. A second group was fed non-GMO, genetically modified organism, so non-GMO soy. The third ate GMO soy, and the fourth group was fed an even higher amount of GM and soy than the third group. So there's four groups. Each group produced about 7 to 8 litters of baby hamsters, each without any problems. Now, this is where it gets important. But when the researchers, and this is in every other study, oh, it's so crafted, so focused. But when the research selected new breeding pairs from the offspring, the second generation had a slower growth rate and reached their sexual maturity later than normal. They also had a mortality rate. Now, listen to me carefully. They also had a mortality. You notice how sickly all the children are now? They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher than the hamsters who didn't eat soy. 5 times higher. Mortality rate. That means dying younger. Even more shocking was the fact that nearly all of the third generation GMO soy eating hamsters were sterile. Almost all. Over 90%. And also experienced hair growing inside their mouths. I've seen the studies now how suddenly men and women are now growing hair on the palms of their hands and their mouths. You like the little, you like what these sicko eugenicist environmentalists did to you? How they're totally obsessed with only eating non-GMO, everything's filtered. Imagine the power trips they're on when they're at the mall or church or anywhere and they're just looking at everybody they're killing. They're on sick power trips. They are murderers. They are murdering enemies. Oh, but no, the cops got an ADL report on me or Southern Poverty Law Center saying I want to kill cops, which isn't true. So you just better not read into what you're eating or your kids are eating. Yeah, yeah, because the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL told you so. Hey, ADL, your kids eating this stuff? Yeah. Yeah, I saw a Black Panther on national television talking about how whites are the devil and how he's ready for war with the Tea Party. And let me tell you something stupid. You're just as dumb as the white cops you hate so much. Let me tell you something stupid. White people don't get memos not to eat the food and drink the water. Stupid. We better all get together against this or we have no future. Stupid. Why don't you talk about how 51% or more of black people are never born? Stupid. Now, all you're going to do is spew Ford Foundation garbage so people don't get together against the New World Order. Hey, you want to kill Whitey? How about you kill the stupid white guy down the street watching baseball and football and worshiping Tiger Woods, the black worshiping white yuppie? Let me tell you something. I'm a white guy. Okay, I know white people. They love black people. They hate themselves. They worship black people. Shut up, Black Panther. You make me sick. You make me want to throw up. We're all under chemical attack, and you're running around talking about Whitey. Let me explain something to you. Whitey is a thumb-sucking dumb animal. You understand that? You make me sick. The Mexican supremacists make me sick. The white supremacists. They're never talking about GMO. They're never talking about vaccines. All they're talking about is Jews all day. Jew this, Jew that, making stuff up about Jews, lying about everybody. I know, because they lie about me constantly. You stinking filth, all of you. You make me sick. We're under red-level bombardment, absolute total hell, and you won't wake your dumb butts up and get together against this.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yeah, coming up, Senator DeMint, he explains, yeah, we don't even read or look at 94%. We vote on these from the cell phone driving down the highway. That's why the globalists think you're stupid. They're adding to the jet fuel at centers all over the country chemicals that are then dispersed into the atmosphere and all over the planet. Aluminum levels are off the charts. It attacks plants, but don't worry. Companies like Monsanto are coming out with aluminum-resistant seeds and plants that can grow in the aluminum dirt. You know what? You know, the globalists say you deserve it. They say you're stupid. They can do this right out in the open and that you deserve it. And it's all social control. A lot of senators, a lot of Congress people don't even know this is going on. Or if they do, it's kooky to talk about it, so they better not get into it. Okay, well, all right. Doesn't matter if 90-plus percent of the EPA scientists sent letters in 2000 and again in 2004 on record to the EPA boss saying, look, you're putting hundreds of deadly chemicals in the water by design that cause cancer. Why are you, we need to stop this. Doesn't matter. Just say it's kooky. I was talking to a researcher. I'm just going to stop there. Very high level. About the RAND Corporation. By the way, did you get that email about that author he recommended? Who wrote the book about the RAND Corporation? And I'd already noticed this, but he reminded me. He said, you know, Kubrick's whole movie, Dr. Strangelove, is about the RAND Corporation. They talk about the Bland Corporation in the film. Because they invented mid-air refueling and the Doomsday Device. And there was a guy named Khan, who's the character Dr. Strangelove. And the whole fluoridation plan was theirs when they read it in the Nazi documents. We're just completely fried. It's just unbelievable. It's so evil. You can't get the general cowards out there to admit this to themselves. It takes a man to read government documents saying they're killing us. And it takes a man to stand up against it. The average coward gets a warm stream going down their leg, wetting their pants, and just says, look, I choose the Matrix, and just runs headlong to the ballpark to sit there and eat a GMO hot dog. You don't even love your children. You don't care. You love dying. And I've got to read about each group produced about 7 to 8 litters of baby hamsters, each without any problems. But when the researchers selected new breeding pairs from the offspring after being fed GMO, the second generation had a slower growth rate and reached their sexual maturity later than normal. But wait, it gets better. They also had a mortality rate 5 times higher than the hamsters who didn't eat soy, GMO soy. Even more shocking was the fact that nearly all of the third generation GMO soy eating hamsters were sterile and also experienced hair growing inside their mouths. And notice how the GMO soy is a liberal thing. It's for the earth, and Al Gore says eat it, and he's on the board of Google and Apple, and oh, we've got to worship him. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you, Al Gore. You love me. Genetically modified food has received much criticism earlier, too. Studies linking them to problems with birth weight and infant mortality in major studies of humans. But don't listen to me. Again, I get upset about it, and that's not normal. You're supposed to say, oh, yes. Oh, and all you yuppies that went to college and were taught there's too many people and say, well, there are too many people. That's right. There's too many of you. You don't get it. It isn't just the blacks you don't like they're going to kill in Africa. Oh, they're hard killing them over there. Some countries, 40-plus percent dying. They're going to hard kill you next, too. Africa's just one phase deeper. So you kind of like giggle and make little jokes about the blackie. You want to kill them? Because you're a racist? Well, you're going to die, too. Of course, you're not going to have any of the white supremacists that claim they care about the white race so much. You'll never hear them talk about GMO or vaccines being bad because they're all Southern Poverty Law Center or Fed run on record. And so, oh, they won't talk about anything real. Absolutely not. They'll just make stuff up all day and get everybody in fighting with each other because they don't want to actually have an effect. No, no, no.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.